Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, in a way, says the same thing in today's gospel when he talks about no one knows the Father but the Son, and no one knows the Son but the Father, and anyone to whom the Son reveals him. Today's saint, Saint Joseph of Cupertino, is certainly one of the most unusual of saints, and certainly a proof of those who choose God and see God and who want to live good lives will be seeing God, the clean of heart. Joseph was visited upon many occasions, of course, during his life with visions and ecstasies, so much so that he has been called the patron of air travelers and flyers, because he levitated so much in the air, flying in the air to various places here and there, and in adoration and devotion. Once at Assisi, he was called to come to see somebody, had passed through the church, and he saw this statue of Our Lady, the Immaculate, above the altar, and he flew above the heads of all the people to the statue. It wasn't always thus with him, because during his early life, he was thought to be a hopeless case, an absolute hopeless case, without a doubt. He was given to musings and daydreaming, and he couldn't be given too many jobs to do because he couldn't fulfill them. When he was at home, he would drop dishes and break things and so on. Of course, he just couldn't concentrate on those things. We don't know what he was concentrating on when he was young, but certainly when he was older, he was concentrating on the Lord. He was so caught up in the love of God that he continually thought of God. In many ways, he probably lived in heaven, more in heaven than on earth. We know from St. Paul, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered the mind of man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Here we see St. Joseph, in a way, levitating, or if you may use the word, flying around. It's most unusual. The Lord doesn't give us a glimpse of the heavenly treasures here on earth, so we're not used to that. But when you think about it, in heaven we'll have the gift of agility. We'll be able to move from place to place. How else would the angels get to earth from heaven in an instant when they do? So that's a wonderful gift. So Saint Joseph experienced this life, heavenly life, in a way, here on earth. And because of that, he was very much misunderstood. He was at first rejected twice from the conventual Franciscan conventuals and the Franciscan Capuchins, sent home because they didn't think he fitted. Later, he was accepted by the conventuals as a layman and a tertiary. And when they noticed that he was very devout and taken with recollection, they admitted him. It was a miracle that he was admitted to the priesthood, because he found study very difficult. He knew one text that he could talk on, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee." And when the bishop came to question the candidates for the diaconate, he opened the book at random, and lo and behold, he picked that text, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee." And St. Joseph could expound on that with great love and tenderness. And he was admitted to the diaconate. So it was certainly God's will. As you know from St. Paul, no one chooses this honor as a priesthood except those called by God, or those to whom God wants to reveal it. And even though the world didn't understand Joseph, he was terribly misunderstood by his brethren, who considered him in many ways very strange. But they also saw he was also holy. He prayed continually, and he fasted much. He ate very bitter herbs that no one else could eat. But God saw his heart, Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. And St. Joseph is a good example for us to imitate in his wonderful love of God, as we see in today's first reading, how charity is patient and charity is kind. Charity is never rude, endures all things. He endured tremendous suffering in his life because of his ways and the embarrassment he was to the people, because they never knew when he was going to levitate. They tried to hide him away in various monasteries. Sometimes the people found him and still went to see him, because they revered him as a saint. So God certainly chooses the simple to confound the proud, and he gives his grace to whom he wills. So we rejoice in this great saint, a saint that we can all imitate in his love of God and his prayer and his mortification, especially with fasting. How pleasing it is to God, the clean of heart. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Isn't this what Our Lady was talking about at Fatima? Men must not offend God. He's too much offended by sin. So we too should realize the great joy that we will have living a life of purity and sinlessness. God will bless us. And then we will see God in this world. We'll see him in our neighbor, and we will see him in heaven. Because those who are clean of heart are given heavenly reward. May the Lord bless you.